Intelligent viewers, welcome to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, where we are presenting the first in a two-part program featuring a number of short films from The Gathering Storm, The Human Cost of Climate Change. This series is comprised of 16 brief films and covers the effects of climate change across Asia and Africa. The Gathering Storm was produced by the United Nations Environment Program and the Integrated Regional Information Networks, or IREN, a humanitarian news and analysis service of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. The work has garnered numerous awards, including being named a winner at the 2009 Bangkok HRA Festival and COS International Film Festival. This week we will show five chapters from the series Harvesting Rain, Drip Irrigation, Escaping Floods, Highland Malaria, and Coastal Erosion. As we will see in some of these films, communities have found ways to adapt to aspects of global warming and still survive. However, such measures cannot be considered permanent solutions, as even more extreme weather patterns and natural disasters are projected if we take no action to stop the warming of our planet. We begin with Harvesting Rain.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning and Mary Mutisia is cleaning the house while her friend from a neighbouring district, Grace Neva, sets off to fetch water from the nearest river. It's a 6 kilometre walk for Grace and when she gets there she finds the river dry, so she starts to dig. Back in her village, Mary has finished her housework and now she too sets off to fetch water. But no long walk or digging in the sand for her, her water's on tap. And it's all thanks to this rock. When it rains, water runs down the face of the rock and gathers in this reservoir. Then down through these pipes and into a storage tank. This one holds 150,000 litres and can keep the community going for months. The project was built and is now managed by the community it serves. And everyone who joins the project shares its benefits. Most communities levy a charge for the water. 3 US cents per 20-litre jerrycan is typical. And some well-established communities are now turning a profit and reinvesting. Here, the community has bought a plot of land and are setting up a model farm to teach farmers how to use techniques like drip irrigation.
The amount of money collected from the water catchment, we put in an extra job, extra work. The way of extending the farmers is to prepare an experimental farm where people can learn what to do in their shambas.
Back at the dry riverbed, Grace is still scraping water from the bottom of a hole. And as long as women are left carrying this burden, their communities will remain rooted in poverty. Michel Demba is on his way to work the fields. Life as a farmer here in southern Senegal has never been easy, but lately it's been harder than ever. Droughts have become more frequent, and last year Michel lost his entire peanut crop because of a lack of rain.
dafa am période bo xamné dafa fekk muy nek période l'hivernage.
But instead of driving out to their ancestral lands, which now lie largely unused, Michel and his brother Ngor are heading off to school, farming school. Here, Michel and 100 other farmers are being taught how to drip irrigate their crops. Water is stored in tanks and is then released through the pipes and directly onto the plant. Agronomists believe drip irrigation is twice as efficient in its use of water than normal methods of irrigation, and Michel is putting the technology to the test with a field of okra and cucumbers.
Ci nawet bi bon mënon nga né dañu xaar mu taw mais fi heure bu la nexé mu taw parce que heure bo xamné ubi nga machine bi yow sa tol toy na.
Amelia Michaya has lived in the village of Chigidela all her life. At the heart of the Limpopo River Basin, this place used to be Mozambique's breadbasket, but years of war and neglect mean that farmers produce little more than subsistence. To make matters worse, heavy rainfall along the length of the river in recent years means that floods are now common here. So although the land is fertile and crops flourish, they're always in danger of being washed away before they can be harvested. But since then, Amelia has learnt to be better prepared. As global weather patterns become ever more extreme, simple technologies like this one can make a world of difference to people like Amelia.
Saida tulikuja watoto hiyo malaria ipatikane. Leo ni mingi usinda samani. Kwa sababu ukienda kwa aunti ni hiyo malaria tumbeke yake.
In the highlands around Mount Kenya, malaria used to be unheard of. The cold nights and thin air better suited to tea farming than the malarial mosquito. But warmer temperatures mean that the disease that already kills 1 million Africans a year now threatens hundreds of communities that thought they were safe. The local hospital is now filling up with malaria patients. Children are the worst hit.
Most of the children are coming here with high temperatures, and when we take a swab for malaria, it comes out positive. Malaria is really increasing. in olden days, you still see people are not coming with malaria positive, and nowadays still you can get most of the people are coming with malaria positive.
Esther Kinua, meanwhile, has arrived at the hospital and is helping her 86-year-old mother to eat. She's suffering from cerebral malaria, and frequent fits of delirium mean hospital staff have had to restrain her. And as temperatures continue to warm around the world, malaria looks set to strengthen its hold over communities like this. Five-year-old Mukta Gaye works as a labourer in the historic town of Saint-Louis. But no matter how hard he works, he can't take his mind off events back at home. Two kilometres away on Senegal's Atlantic coast, rising sea levels threaten to claim the homes of thousands of people like Mukta.
Chaque année, tu sais, la mer s'avance. De par exemple, nous on est, la mer était loin de nous, mais actuellement elle est proche de nous. Tout le monde sont touchés, tout le monde sont touchés. Tu vois, depuis l'embargo jusque là-bas, tous ces gens ont des mêmes problèmes.
Mukta spends an average of 2 full days a week trying to keep the sea at bay, but knows that he's fighting a losing battle. And as the sun sets and the tide comes in, he's left wondering if tonight is the night that a wave will take away his house.
Si tu ne dors pas, tu ne peux pas manger bien, tu ne peux pas partir travailler, tu pars, tu penses à quel tout moment.
As we've seen today in 5 chapters from The Gathering Storm, climate change is severely disrupting the lives of people across Africa. The conditions for many are becoming more and more arduous every day. What can be done about this frightening situation? The organic vegan diet is simply the fastest and most effective way for people around the world to put a halt to climate change. An organic vegan lifestyle is ecologically friendly in all aspects and helps prevent the release of human-induced toxic greenhouse gases that accelerate planetary warming, the majority of which come from the production and consumption of animal products. Please join us next Wednesday on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, for the conclusion of our program, where we will present further chapters from The Gathering Storm that show how climate change is affecting people living in Asia. To view and download The Gathering Storm and other films produced by the Integrated Regional Information Networks, or IREN, please visit www.irennews.org. Find out more about the United Nations Environment Program at www.unep.org. Virtuous viewers, thank you for your presence today on our program. Next on Supreme Master Television is Enlightening Entertainment after Noteworthy News. May a brighter tomorrow soon be ours through more eco-conscious living.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.